Mum and I became much closer during her first cancer diagnosis because she was off work for chemo and I was on a gap year, so we saw a lot more of each other and spent a lot more time together. And then I guess when your mum is given a terminal diagnosis, you begin to value everything about her a lot more. And we were very close, and we spoke very openly about the fact that she was dying and her wishes for when she died and things like that, which I think really helped. So I was kind of walking through town and getting increasingly frustrated by the sheer number of adverts for Mother's Day, because I loved my mum and we really liked Mother's Day because it was a chance to show her how much she meant to us. And I spoke to a few other people who'd also had parents die in recent years about how they managed with it, and there were lots of ideas about things like lighting a candle or visiting a grave or things like that. But we felt it would be a nice thing to have a place online where we could all go and share memories about our mums. And I chose to do it through Yorkshire Cancer Research because that was the charity that Mum requested any donations to go to at her funeral. Hopefully it'll be a really nice page of just people being thankful for the mum that they have, or the motherly figure that they have, or the mum that has died recently or died in the past, or an adoptive mum, or just kind of celebrating all of the mums or motherly figures that we have or have had in our lives. I don't want to just sit and feel rubbish about the fact that everybody else is celebrating Mother's Day and I can't. I'd much rather turn it into something productive and proactive, so this is a really nice way to be able to do that.